What was usually a king's breakfast in the days of Midas, I really do not know. To the best of my belief, however, on this particular morning, the breakfast consisted of hot cakes, some nice little brook trout, roasted potatoes, fresh boiled eggs, and coffee for King Midas himself, and a bowl of bread and milk for his daughter Marigold. At all events, this is a breakfast fit to be set before a king, and whether he had it or not, King Midas could not have had a better. Little Marigold had not yet made her appearance. Her father ordered her to be called, and seating himself at the table, awaited the child's coming in order to begin his own breakfast. Midas really loved his daughter, and loved her much more this morning on account of the good fortune which had befallen him. It was not a great while before he heard her coming along the passage, crying bitterly. This surprised him, because Marigold was one of the cheerfulest little people whom you would see in a summer day, and hardly shed a thimbleful of tears in a 12-month. When Midas heard her sobs, he determined to put her into better spirits by an agreeable surprise. So, leaning across the table, he touched his daughter's bowl and turned it to gleaming gold.